Takes the blame while the Cardinals work on the business of getting down to picking a pope. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, we like to say the show is about the buzz in your backyard. The true buzz in the backyard is something you're sick of talking about and a word you absolutely hate. Who wants to hear the word sequester anymore? Ugh. I'm going to strike it from my vocabulary after this is all said and done. They were sequestered in the room. The jury was sequestered away in a hotel. Oh, I even looked up the definition again, and I don't even want to hear the word. So the deal is, to me, after playing chicken, the axe finally falls, even after a last-minute meeting to try to come to terms civilly and figure out a way to make it a much better spending cut instead of cutting the places where the cuts will be felt now. The bottom line is, this is just a group of people that can't get very much done. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying, you know, it's not really clear how to fix the budget problems. We don't really know how to fix the budget problems. The president hasn't had a balanced budget in the entire time that he's been president. We may have a shutdown of the government at the end of March. That seems doubtful, though, now after the antics over letting the axe swing. People are going to feel the pinch who aren't making a whole bunch of money because they're going to lose 20% of their pay. They work for the government, and they're at the grunt level or the middle guys, the middle rung, let's say. So they're going to be impacted by it depending on where they work. Even in the White House, they're going to feel some of those cuts. But the president making frantic phone calls to Democrats and to Republican senators to have this caucus of common cause and support as an alternative to the spending cuts, I think, isn't going to work. Nobody wants to come up with an alternative plan. It's like, yeah, we're sick of it. We're out of here. We're done. And it's funny because leading up to this, it was all about scaring everybody. It was all about the scare quester and what can we do to make everybody think that they're going to have to wait in lines at the airport for 4 hours and they're going to get the shakedown there. And man, who knows what's going to happen with the flights, the taking off, because the air traffic controllers and the furloughs, they're going to have to go through. And, you know, nothing but doom and gloom. And that all these communities that rely on military bucks are going to fold like a cheap suit because they're not going to have the money pumped into their economy since so much will be taken away in cuts to the military, that there are going to be communities that feel it across the board, and we're going to see just how bad the economy gets. And, you know, it's like Boehner said that Obama had already gotten his tax increase in the deal he made with the Republicans in December. He got $650 billion in higher taxes on America on January the 1st. So they weren't going to give any more taxes. They were not going to have new tax increases. They weren't going to do that. So now it's the sequester. And what credible alternative is there? There isn't a credible alternative. There isn't one. So who gets squeezed? Middle America gets squeezed again. Yeah, you got to get used to it. We are the ones that take it in the end. If you're uber rich, it doesn't matter because whatever happens, in a sense, you can fend it off. You can close loopholes because you can get the best tax accountants available to you. If you're super poor, you're relying on the government, and there's plenty of those programs to go around. If you're in the middle, you're in the middle and you're stuck. And especially if you're just barely in the middle. So that's where we are as far as conversation. So much conversation over budget cuts. Will the government shut down? I don't know if the sequester will hurt the economy. That's probably the big quote from over the weekend to my mind. Boehner just saying, hey, I don't know what it's going to do. Don't know. we had a polite meeting. There's no plan to replace the sequester. This is what's going to happen. How does it get resolved? We don't know. The effects of it, though, will not be instantaneous. This will happen over a period of at least a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months, but by September 30th. So all the hype over it, what's going to happen, where it kicks in, it's going to take some time for that to go through. It just starts a clock. And, you know, once the clock starts, then they can't go through with the furloughs. So they've got to send out the warnings, do all that kind of thing. And the furloughs for DOD employees wouldn't start until late April. Late April is when that would happen. Oh, wow. And Homeland Security, there's cuts all the way across the board. They'll have to figure out where they're cutting in. I think that's also part of the problem. Some of them are not sure what they're going to cut. We do know this. What could happen is you could get up to 22 days out of work with no pay, so that's equivalent to a 20% pay cut. That's the most likely. Reduced contributions to the savings accounts, retirement accounts, reduced take-home pay because of the health insurance deduction and full salary rate and Social Security benefits and Pell grants for college students, pay for military personnel. So all of those areas absolutely, absolutely will feel the pinch. They'll feel the pinch. Speaking of feeling pinched, Dennis Rodman, what is he thinking? Off your rocker, dude. Goes to see Kim Jong-un, who is the successor to his father's throne in North Korea, like a laughing hyena. Pictures emerge from the two of them yupping it up at a hoops game. And I get it from the world leader's perspective, since he's about video games and pop stars and everything American except for dealing with America. But now you have Rodman, who made a name for himself on the court with his rebounding ability, but also his kooky nuttiness off the court. There he is, hanging out, doing some shots with Kim Jong-un. Is very, very strange, and it infuriated a ton of people. Not happy with him appearing to be all chummy. I mean, really chummy with the dictator, essentially, of North Korea. Hello, how much do we have invested there on that line between South Korea and North Korea? Let's just say this, a ton of money, because we have a ton of troops. And we've done it since the late 50s. The late 50s. Go figure. Because I can't figure it out. What he was thinking in making that surprise visit. What possibly could be going on where that would happen. We're going to let you hear what he had to say next. The pictures really told me the story over the weekend. I was crazy looking at those photographs. I mean, laughing it up with the dictator. Hang with us. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Video all day long and tell you where he thought his shot was going to go back in the day, depending on who shot it, and he judged so well like nobody I have ever seen in the great game of hoop, regardless of what level. But he became a caricature of himself so often off the court, and he has found a way to constantly do that now. So he goes to North Korea to go and hang out with King, really like King, Kim Jong-un, and he's doing this one-on-one FaceTime with him, saying he just digs the guy, he's so honest, he's so awesome, yeah, he's so honest that his people are treated like crap, like crud, they have no rights, no freedom, they goose-step to him practically. Yeah, what a great guy he is, getting cozy with him in a country where almost 4 million people have starved to death since 1995. That's just complete ignorance. So Rodman, of course, did a rambling interview on ABC defending his trip and his friendship with Kim Jong-un. And this is, you know, part of what he had to say during that interview.
I sat with him for 2 days, and the one thing he asked me to give Obama something to say and do one thing. He wants Obama to do one thing, call him. I sat with him for 2 days. And the one thing, he asked me to give Obama something to say and do one thing. He want Obama to do one thing. Call him. I hate the fact that he's doing that, but the fact of it is that, you know what, that's a human being, though. He let his guards down. He did one thing to me. Been a friend. I didn't talk about that. I sat with him for 2 days. And the one thing, he asked me to give Obama something to say and do one thing. He want Obama to do one thing. Call him.
All right, we get it. He want Obama to do one thing. Call him. You think he's going to call him? No. Some people are comparing what Rodman did to the craziness of Charles Lindbergh, who got close with Adolf Hitler in a chance to keep America isolationist in World War II. And there are other examples of this as well. I mean, frankly, I look at how many trips people made to see Hugo the Butcher Chavez, meaning movie stars like Cameron Diaz and Penn going down there, and Sean Penn, and going down there and cozying up to him. And that's ridiculous, because you want to talk about a dictator. All smiles and let me help the poor people, and aren't I great, except for all the people I'm slaughtering, which is how I got my nickname, the Butcher, in Venezuela, making it seem like everything's all hunky-dory in this country when it's not. So shame on Rodman for going to North Korea. As I mentioned, the images that it conjures up of other people have done what I think is stupid things, like the example of Hugo Chavez is pretty, I think is still pretty potent, but there have been other people that have crossed the line. Lindbergh is a great example of that. Oh, sure, go hang out with Hitler. No problem. No problem. Now, some people might look at it a different way, that Kim Jong-un hanging out with Dennis Rodman, how is that so bad? Because the politicians aren't quite full of the bravado that Dennis Rodman is. But to me, yeah, I don't know. Visiting dictatorships, going to the North Korea, good intentions, naiveness on his part, or, you know, who cares? Who cares? I think we should care. I don't know, just of all the places he could have picked, there's so many other places he could have gone and would have been fine. Dennis Rodman. I'm sick of hearing about North Korea testing their nukes, all that other stuff, people starving in the countryside. Not necessarily a great place. Just have to dig a little deeper, scratch off the surface somehow. I mean, hey, Rodman looked like he was having the time of his life. And so did Kim Jong-un, too, by the way. He looked pretty happy. But I'd say there's like kind of this invisible line somewhere. We don't want to waste the whole show talking about Dennis Rodman. We know he messed up and how stupid that was. Some people are on the Queen Elizabeth watch feeling as though the stomach flu, there is more to it. She has held the throne since the age of 25. She's now 86. That's crazy long in terms of royalty. Crazy long. Isn't it funny how some traditions you just cannot let go of? In England, they wouldn't think of ditching the royal family, whether they're mostly figureheads or not, which is pretty much the role. But the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, hospitalized on Sunday is big news, because of the fact that if she dies, Charles is in, and he has been in the wings for a very long time. She's canceled a couple of plans to do some things. Pretty much they're saying it's just a stomach flu, but if some virus catches her badly enough, it might not be good. I mean, her husband is 92 years old, Philip, Prince Philip. He's been hospitalized 3 times. In the past year for a blocked artery and a bladder infection, a bunch of other stuff. But 60 years on the throne in 2012. She turns 87 in April. That's incredible. 60th anniversary of the throne. Wow. And who knew? But, you know, you knew she went back a long time, but really, how long? That's an amazing story. amazing number, and you've seen her in public a couple times. She looks really good. She doesn't alter herself in any way, but boy, she's aged very, very, very well. All right, this is a big one, and this is our thumbs up, our daily salute, because if there was ever federal money that needed to go somewhere, unlike the money that the Secretary of State is dumping on Egypt, this is a good one. One of the more horrific pictures I saw, courtesy of Sandy, was at a beautiful area where you catch the train. In catching the train, it was underwater because of Sandy. So about $200 million in federal money was awarded to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for repairs, which, like I said, is good because some of those subways, the one big subway stop, you just can't even use it. The damage to the rail system is, you know, absolutely crazy. And it's cost the Port Authority $2 billion to work on the bridges and the tunnels and all that stuff. I mean, the damage on the infrastructure isn't talked about as much because of human life and things out in the water, like the big roller coaster at Seaside Heights or other things that have more, hold a big interest for people. But this is a big deal. The PATH system, which connects New Jersey to New York, had damage from millions of gallons of salt water that flooded the tunnels between New York and New Jersey. That was bad. The World Trade Center, think of how new that is, also had a bunch of damage. The portion of the funding will go to the World Trade Center Transportation Hub. That's supposed to open 2015. So that was damaged somewhat, too. And there's no question they have to fix that. The transportation system in New York, New Jersey is vital since they're so close. You can't imagine. You've got to be able to take that train over from New Jersey without a doubt. So money spent in the right direction. Woohoo! I'm going to say bravo, bravo, because they should get it. They should get it and pay attention to the numbers. Pay attention to the numbers coming in and the numbers going out. All right, each week we have a daily re-rack on our show. And the re-rack tonight is our conversation with Brian Vanio. I think you'll like Brian. He had some interesting things to say about the Constitution and the things that we have to look out for, believe it or not, as we're moving along here in this government that we essentially are a key part of. If we ignite it, fire it up, and act on what we believe to be true, know to be true, and would like to think our politicians know to be true as well. So stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
Something we talk about each and every show, I am very sad to say, but it's how we roll. You know, we've been through this now a couple of different administrations and whatnot here on America Tonight, but we continue. Partisan politics, you know, what ultimately is the solution? Our country is plagued by this. We look at the spending, the wasteful spending. We've talked about it. We talked about some areas where obviously we were saying the other night the small airports that were getting $150,000 and they weren't even having people fly out of the airports, but they were getting government money. So I think we figured it up to be $1,500 for takeoffs and landings, but they're non-existent. And we know there's just massive red tape that is rolled around all over the Capitol and beyond. So joining us now on the show, constitutional expert Brian Vanio, to talk about this problem of what do we do? Let's go back into history. I said this just 2 days ago. What would the founding fathers think in seeing what's happening now with such a great document, the Constitution? And, you know, obviously you could have bumps along the way, but seeing what's happening in Washington these days. Brian, thanks for popping on the show.
Hey, Kate, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me. And I think you're exactly right. It's sad, but I think our founders would be completely disappointed with the direction that we've gone, in the course of our history. So it's, as you mentioned, it's something that I wrote about in my book, The American Ideology. And, if we just look back to history to try to discover what the purpose of our Constitution was, what's the purpose of government in general, I think we can really find a lot of answers to our problems today.
Yeah, and including financial ruin, because we're having all these fiscal cliffs push up the debt ceiling like it's nothing and then go out for lunch afterwards. It's the same cycle. I mean, that seems to be the biggest thing. Have you found that if you go back in history and you look and you compare the Constitution and you look at, I keep saying this, where we are now, all these many years later, how do we get so gunked up in the middle? I don't think you can just say it's modern times, because you know that people will say that, well, the Constitution, it needs to be updated. It doesn't really fit where we are now. But I don't agree with that. Do you?
No, not at all. I think if anything, we need to enforce the Constitution, not update it. I think there's nothing wrong with the Constitution as it is. As far as the fiscal problems that were in the Founding Fathers, they believed public debt was, essentially an evil. We're essentially stealing from our future money to live comfortably today. And I know that there are a lot of economists who are on the left who say that, well, national debt doesn't matter. Inflation will take care of the debt itself. But I think as a matter of principle, taking money, racking up all this, trillions of dollars of debt, it's a huge burden on the future, and it really restricts the future's liberty, because they're the ones who are burdened with this debt, and they're the ones who are going to have to pay it back. And the real problem, I think, as I write in my book, is that social welfare spending today at the federal level is about 60% of all federal spending, and this is an increase from zero at the turn of the 20th century. And so I think that is really where we need to focus our attention to reform those programs and probably get rid of some of those at the federal level. The national government was never charged to actually take care of, some of these very local and state issues. But we've really given into this progressive idea that, the federal government can better care and manage our concerns.
We go back to the original Tea Party, tossing the tea there in Boston Harbor, and you think of the taxes and the tug of war over taxes. How, in your opinion, in looking back in history and looking to where we've come now, how burdensome, and these are my words, so I'm assuming you're thinking the same thing based on what I read, but how burdensome do you think these taxes have become in this discussion, this long-winded, tireless discussion we keep having?
Well, the taxes we have today are a huge burden, and of course, the income tax did not exist in the founding era. I think in part because the founders believed that it was very intrusive, that kind of tax on the individual. Of course, and we have to tell Big Brother, what we're making and whatever we make. I mean, you find a dollar on the street, technically that's taxable as income, according to the Supreme Court. So, but going back to the taxes during the founding era and what the founders revolted against, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the taxes that they had to deal with that were imposed by the British Parliament that they revolted against, they really were not that onerous at the time. The American people, the colonies, actually faced a lot lower of a tax rate than the British subjects did at the time. But the reason why the Founding Fathers revolted against Great Britain was basically because, it was a matter of principle, because they didn't have representation in Parliament. And it was a matter of principle based on their fundamental beliefs that, government should be inclusive, it should be representative, and it should serve certain fundamental fundamental ends, preserving people's rights, natural rights to life, liberty, and property.
Yeah. The when we talk about liberty and prosperity and the founding ideas of which the country, of course, was based on originally, if you think of those meetings in Philadelphia and then shifting to Washington and New York, of course, in between all of that, and you look at today, what is, do you think, the reason that there can seem to be no compromise, or what at least all of us who certainly aren't sitting in some of these closed committee room meetings, but what do you think the biggest thing that hinders these politicians that they can't get their footing, I think, when it comes to figuring out this direction and figuring out a way to, you know, come to a course that even, you know, others can agree on and jump from the other side, so to speak?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to figure out why there's so much bickering in, I mean, and it's getting to be almost every level of government you
yeah.
see this. But I think in general, there's just a general lack of understanding about the role of government in society. And so I think people in the different parties, they tend to gravitate towards, you know, whatever their party position is on an issue. And it does take kind of these extreme positions, whether it's, you know, gun control or, you know, the fiscal cliff as we have it today. But I think in large part of it, it's because, you know, we've given into this idea that government should, we think of government as being this benevolent provider for the people. And so politicians these days tend to try and, I guess, try and do more for their constituents when really they should probably be doing a lot less, particularly with regard to spending.
Yeah. I'd be remiss not to ask you about this, since you're a lawyer and a veteran. Thanks for your service of Afghanistan and the Iraq wars. And you worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency. We see the big story today. Chuck Hagel is confirmed as Defense Secretary. The final vote tally in the Senate was 58-41. How do you think Hagel does in that role?
You know, I think he'll do fine. I know his nomination has been kind of politicized, as, you know, everything seems to be these days. But you know what? I mean, he served honorably in the Senate, and of course he's a veteran himself. So I think he'll take care of the people in the military, and he'll be able to do what's right for the military and for the country. So I support his nomination.
All right, very nice. Just one last one, the drones. This is always a hot issue on America Tonight about drones and that kind of warfare. My point of view is, of course, you don't want collateral damage, and I didn't serve, but I had lots of people in my family have served, and I think this is modern-day warfare. You just have to perfect it as much as you can. What do you think?
Well, are you asking specifically
the use
about
of drones.
You know, the drones
yeah.
killing American citizens?
Well, no, I'm asking the use of drones in general in going
yeah.
in Afghanistan and Iraq and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's the way of the future for military purposes. I tend to take the opposing view when it's used at home for surveilling American citizens who are not charged with any crime or anything like that. But certainly on the military, field, that's I think it's an appropriate use. It obviously takes, you know, the man out of the loop or the woman out of the loop in the aircraft, and so it's I think it's a good use of technology in that regard, because it can save lives. And of course, when you have that kind of constant presence in the air, it allows decision makers to do what they need to do on the field and make decisions a lot faster.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with the surveillance thing. Not for surveillance, but in modern-day warfare, definitely. Pick up the book. It's called The American Ideology, Taking Back Our Country with the Philosophy of Our Founding Fathers. Brian, don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Kate.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability at only 1.7 cents per gallon. Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What a week in store. Watch the spending cuts slowly trickle down. Sorry for any of you affected by that. I know we have some listeners that are affected by that. In fact, we've had a couple call and gotten some emails, like this one from Ben, who says, I am also a DOD employee, and like your caller, I think his name was Rusty, I am suffering the same thing, 20%. It's what it's looking like. Real bummer, Kate. Unbelievable. Not really seeing this down the pike, thinking that there would be some kind of mind meld, get the reference, if you will, and this wouldn't happen. A lot of guys around me are feeling the same way. They're the sole income of their family, or they have a wife that works part-time, and it's just not easy out there. However, you are right when you say that nothing ever seems to get done when the two come to the table, and the give and take just wasn't happening there for sure. It's too bad that we didn't have people that represented us that could actually do that, roll up their sleeves and figure out in this kind of sequester how they could avoid some of the lump cuts that affect people like me. Thanks. Enjoy the show. So, you know, that's like three or four. I'm thinking there may be more of you out there that are facing the same thing. And, yeah, it's deja vu and the whole thing about the conversation about spending cuts. And so there should have been something in play. You know, when you know it's there, you know it's coming, for goodness sake, all those months to work on it, couldn't that have happened? Doesn't mean that still some of the people wouldn't have been furloughed or there wouldn't be a chunk cut out basically using the furlough equation. However, maybe less people would have been affected by that job-wise in the middle-class area, we'll call it that. But, of course, that didn't happen. It's just, like I said, politics as usual. It's like Washington needs some kind of therapy. Turn it upside down, shake it like a snow globe, and maybe something different falls out. I don't know. And with Obama, I mean, he was hitting this hard because I don't think that he expected the sequester to happen. I really don't. I think that he thought when it came down to the wire, something would happen that would change. It would be pushed off and they would re-rack this and figure out where some other cuts could happen instead of in the places where now they're going to be forced. And forced cuts means, you know, a lot of different things, including one that I think is smart. Forget this whole idea of Congress jumping on our military planes and spending a bunch of money on our dime. They're not going to be able to do it. That means the long lines that Janet Napolitano is telling us that we have to wait in, even if they're flying first class, it doesn't matter. They're going to have to wait in the long lines, too, because they're not going to get the free ride. They're not going to get that ride. If the Pentagon is saying, hey, we got to do some things about our rules, and so this hitching a ride on our military birds is not going to happen because we just don't have the funds for it. So you're going to have to do domestic travel. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to consider flying commercially, which still is the case, by the way, for some people. But then if it was across the board, you know, that's what will happen. If they're serving, they're going to have to take commercial flights. So Joe Biden, who's the vice president, he would be affected by that, which would mean if he had to fly commercially, he's saying he'll jump on the train like he used to Amtrak, but the Secret Service isn't psyched about that because that means they have to, you know, deal with securing an Amtrak car, which is harder than securing some of the areas that they've had to deal with before because of the possibility, especially you can carry a gun on a train. So there's more things that they're going to have to deal with. One thing I would never want to deal with as a homeowner is this really sad story about the sinkhole. You know, we got an email about that, somebody asking me about my brother who lived in Florida and whether he lived close to this house, and he does, and he knows about it, of course, as we all do. It's very strange how the one brother was sleeping, and then all of a sudden there was a scream, and you could hear his family, so you could hear the crunch, and then the bedroom, boom, was just demolished. The belongings, everything went into this deep hole. He's 36 years old, and his brother actually jumped in to save him and then was pulled out because other things were starting to be swallowed up, and he probably wouldn't have survived it, and that's just crazy. So the earth literally took the brother away. 36 years old, he's in the bedroom, and before you know it, his bed, his dresser, everything, boom, and is just sucked into the deep, deep hole, and they can't get him out. I mean, thank goodness there was a 2-year-old child in that house, and there were other people in that house. Thank goodness the whole a lot of them didn't go down in the hole and couldn't get them out. Bad enough that one brother is gone as a result of that. You know, Florida itself, sinkholes are pretty common in Florida. They can be a big problem because Florida is on a bedrock of limestone or other rock that can get eaten away by groundwater, because there's like this void that sort of happens, that it forms a void that collapses when the rock can't support the weight of what's above it, as it was explained to me. And the area where this house, where the guy was eaten up by the sinkhole, is called Sinkhole Alley. There's been all kinds of insurance claims for it, but not usually somebody in the house, it caving in and that's it. It's just terrible. How despondent the brother might be. The whole family was there, and they were visiting, and then to have that happen, wow, just crazy. But that's one of the things, is craters, and sometimes you'll see them, and they're big. I've seen pictures of it before, and there might be near the house, but it's not really right there on top of the house, and that's what happened with this one. Next thing you know, it's the sinkhole has engulfed the bedroom, and somebody was in the bedroom, so they demolished the house. And they're finishing up the house on Monday, getting rid of it, so they say he's going to be buried underneath the land where the house was, because there's absolutely no way to get him out, no way to retrieve him. Oh, that is awful. You can't, there's nothing they can do to bring him out, so the family's just going to have to live with that. It's one of those things, you can't change what happened, and he's going to be buried in that ground that the family owned for all of those years, and they're most likely not going to find him. They're not going to dig him out. Certainly they're not going to dig out the body, and it's going to have to remain that way. And boy, that has to be just an unbelievable thing to wrap your brain around. Of all the things I think I read of loss, that has to be, it definitely has to be one of the worst things that I've seen. All right, coming up, of course, this week on America Tonight, we're giving away more of our Fairway Solitaire games. You could be a winner. We're going to give away 15 of them. Wow. So somebody's going to get a chance to download that and have some fun with it. I was playing with it the other day. It is a lot of fun. We'll give you some of those details as we get further down through the week. We'll be doing it on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Plus, we have our cheap movie reviews. Don't forget about those. Some good new movies coming up, but there's some good movies you can catch actually right now. Big one is the Beanstalk movie. Everybody wants to go see The Giant. Go figure.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.